Welcome. Welcome to the Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your horoscope for the week of April 19th through April 25th, 2021. Alrighty, cue spooky science music. Nice. Alrighty. New sky this week, everybody. I have a lot to share with you. Much is going on. Before we get into it, I am hoping to run a few things by you, though. So for your consideration, please review us on iTunes. You will have my immense gratitude, but also, if you let me know about it, I will send you a 24-page in-depth birth chart report. Just email me, misguidedastrology@gmail.com. Also, find us on IG, Misguided Astrology. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Also, please share with your friends if you know their sign. Maybe you guys like to text each other astrology things, astrology tweets, astrology TikToks. Maybe you could send them an astrology podcast. Maybe. Think about it. But that's it, everybody. We have the sun moving into a new house this week. I'm going to let you know what that means for you specifically. There's a full moon coming up next Monday, so I give you a little heads up on that. It's good. It's going to be good. I have a lot to share with you. So on that note, here is your rising sign horoscope, part of a balanced breakfast. This is your weekly horoscope. Libra, let's get right into it. Sunday, why do I keep doing that? The sun and Mercury enter Taurus, which means that it is officially Taurus season, a season about taking care of ourselves, pampering ourselves. It is a very chill time. Get in touch with nature, curate your human experience, put a little intention behind how you can enjoy your life. For you, this means the sun is stationing in your eighth house. So for the duration of Taurus season, some of the themes that will be most heavy and present in your life will be having to do with your commitments to others, specifically committed relationships, and those shared resources between you. It's also a time of personal transformation. It's kind of opening a new chapter. It can be a time of renewed sexuality in some sense. You can direct your attention towards the subtler psyche of your own emotions and psychological health. You will be more in touch with your inner self than usual. You may notice you are made a little miserable by the mundane and everyday things that interfere with your inner self time, but this is pushing you to make changes that are ultimately healthier for you. It is also a time of strong compulsions, experiencing life on a feeling level and feeling everything all at once. But again, it is psychological transformation, death in a metaphorical and literal sense, putting something behind you to move forward towards something else, but mostly highlighting shared resources between you and somebody else, and that you may have concerns surrounding borrowed money throughout this time as well. If the year in astrology were a book and each house a chapter, this is the chapter of your life right now, shared resources, personal transformation. Tuesday, thumb sideways, Vesta goes direct in Virgo, which is good, a good day for healing, for getting a spiritual readjustment. Henceforth, you may revisit a ritual or routine that has been forgotten about in some sense. Healing is good, but can be unpleasant, which is why I give it a sideways thumb. For you, on Tuesday, you will heal through reconnecting with old friends. Wednesday, no thumbs. The astrology wasn't screaming at me. There is a moon trine Chiron, an opportunity for us all to heal through our dreams. Thursday, thumbs up. Venus conjunct Uranus, unexpected fun, unusual happenings around relationships and or money. So for you, Libra, Thursday is about feeling good about yourself and your mental health. It'll be a good push forward in a mental plane for you, making good progress. Maybe an unexpected window of like quality restorative alone time on Thursday that you need to really think things through. Friday, thumbs sideways, Mars enters Cancer. Mars is in its fault in Cancer, meaning it's not very happy to be there. So for the next 6 weeks while it is stationed in Cancer, we may all be feeling a little more sensitive. It may be a bit cagey and defensive for you. During this time, you will be most aware of others' opinions of you. They may be especially poignant during this time. Your sensitivities do lie in your concerns for how others are perceiving you. So be gentle with yourself. Saturday, thumbs sideways, Mercury conjunct Uranus. It's a little unpredictable, but unexpected communications and activities are keeping us on our toes, but we also have an uncanny sense of knowing things, so be careful not to be jumping to conclusions or drawing conclusions too soon. Collect all the information that you can on Saturday. For you, though, it looks like you could be getting into new stylistic ideas and inspirations in your physical representation, stylistic representation. Your appearance could receive a boost from this transit. Sunday, thumbs sideways. There's a lot going on. It looks like it'll be a loud day playing into your eighth house chapter. There is a Mercury conjunct Venus, which is a little more pleasant. It is very much, have I told you lately that I love you energy. It's compliments and flirting and laughing and us showing and receiving appreciation through communication for you. This is occurring within your eighth house, so pay attention. There is something important happening that will help you be working towards and working out your eighth house themes. But also, in addition to the Mercury conjunct Venus, we have Mercury square Saturn, strained communications with authority figures and elder folks. Also, Mercury square Jupiter, which is a preference for fantasy over reality. We may be distracting ourselves with the rosier and more pleasant things. For you, it looks like you'll be leaning into your appearance in order maybe to escape more negative feelings, which there are good and bad things about, you know, enjoy it maybe, but be aware that this may be a cover-up. And don't get me wrong, it's okay for you to fool the rest of us, but don't fool yourself. And finally, the matter of the Scorpio full moon on Monday. I'll get into greater detail next horoscope, but at one day's notice would not have been enough time for this fucking shitstorm of a full moon. A little dramatic, but not really. It's going to be very noticeable. We're all going to be acutely aware of the Scorpio full moon. It is a moon about commitments. It is destruction before transformation. It is balancing simple joys and complicated mysteries. But mostly it is the lancing of an emotional blister. All of these emotions that have been building inside of us are ready to be let out. But because the pressure is so high, they may explode from us. So just a heads up, this is necessary, but could be unpleasant. Okay, Libra, that is all for this week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I will see you next Monday.